Abbas, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Phil. Thank you.
Now, firstly, before we get into the road stuff, can you talk a little bit about how big the impact of cigarette butt littering is and cigarette butts in landfill, how big their impact is on our environment?
The impact is from chemicals inside the filters. Cigarette smoke has about 4,000 chemicals. 60 of those chemicals are carcinogenic, and most of those chemicals are filtered inside the cigarette butt. So, that's a serious problem. You know, they are most of them are toxic materials, and wherever they are, they contaminate the environment, waterways, landfills, oceans. So, we should not ignore them. They are full of chemicals. Yes.
Mm. Well, now I understand with your research has indicated that Melbourne alone generates 9 million cigarette butts each year, which end up in landfill. How much would using their cigarette butts in roads, this kind of recycling, cut down on the wastage of cigarette butts?
The recycling, cigarette butts, no one has started actually to recycle any cigarette butts. They are not recycled yet. They are collected. A small volume now is collected and sent to incinerators and landfills. That's what they are doing. But in the future, we need a large number of receptacles, special bins for collecting cigarette butts everywhere, and encourage people and educate everyone to make sure that cigarette butts are properly disposed and collected and recycled into construction material.
Mm. Well, with that in mind, could you tell us a little bit about this process of mixing cigarette butts into asphalt and how it's going to reduce cigarette butts wastage, I suppose?
Yeah, that's actually the research started over 10 years ago. I started with recycling cigarette butts in bricks, fired clay bricks. And after several years' work, with our research students and others, we came up with an excellent idea and procedure for recycling cigarette butts in fired clay bricks. I published a paper last year, a proposal paper, to recycle only 1%, to add 1% cigarette butts to fired clay bricks, to just a small amount of a small number of bricks we are producing in the world. If you add 1% cigarette butts, we can solve that cigarette butt problem issue. And it contributes to the reduction of the energy required for firing clay bricks. So that was an excellent outcome from that phase, that stage. The second idea, which started about 5 years ago, was recycling into asphalt concrete. Asphalt concrete, which is made of bitumen and aggregates and sand and other materials, is a material which is impermeable. The water cannot penetrate into asphalt concrete, so leachate is not a problem, and that's why we have pavements everywhere, asphalt concrete pavements. Water cannot penetrate into asphalt concrete pavements. So what we did to make sure that there will not be any harmful leachate from the asphalt, we first decided to came up with this idea to encapsulate cigarette butts with bitumen and paraffin bags, and then add them to the mix for asphalt concrete. So we tried both. We prepared aggregates, encapsulated aggregates with bitumen, encapsulated aggregates with paraffin, and added to different mixes and did a large number of tests, and the results have been very promising. That encapsulated cigarette butt is a new product. It's a new aggregate. I think in the future, it will be a new product available for the inclusion or incorporation into different construction materials, because they are impermeable. Water absorption is for an encapsulated cigarette butt is zero, so the water cannot get inside, and therefore the leachate is not is an issue. And we can use it in asphalt concrete, normal concrete, composite materials, sound barriers, artworks, everything. So that's something which should and will happen in the future.
If you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're talking to Dr. Abbas Mahajirani, a senior lecturer in the School of Engineering at RMIT University, as well as the lecturer, found a way to mix cigarette butts into asphalt to help with road construction. Now, Abbas, are there particular properties, you were saying about these, the special treatment of these cigarette butts, which does make them impermeable to water, are there special properties about cigarette butts in particular that do make them good for this sort of treatment to be turned into part of a road base?
Yeah, the good thing is they are light, and when we add them to the cigarette butt, to asphalt concrete is a dense and black material, and during the summer, it absorbs a lot of energy from sunshine, and the temperature on the surface of the asphalt concrete in our cities goes up to 50, 60 degrees, and the heat capacity of asphalt concrete is very high, so it absorbs a lot of heat, and the thermal conductivity is very good, so the heat flows inside that asphalt concrete, and a lot of heat is stored inside the pavement, so it keeps the city hot during the day and hot during the night, and it creates that the problem of urban heat island effect, which is a serious environmental and health issue in our cities. Now, when we add a little bit of one solution is to reduce the thermal conductivity of these materials and use porous pavements. Another one is to use light color pavements and other solutions. So when we add cigarette butts, let's say, for example, 10 kilogram per cubic meter, 15 or 20 kilogram per meter cube cigarette butt, it reduces the, because it is lighter, it reduces the density and reduces the thermal conductivity, and therefore less heat is stored inside the pavement structure. So it helps actually up to some extent, depends on how much cigarette butts we add. It helps to the reduction of the urban heat island effect.
Fascinating. Well, it sounds like the benefits of this aren't just environmental, but there's also a massive infrastructural benefit to trying to incorporate cigarette butts into our roads. Abbas, thanks so much for joining me this morning to tell us about this process.
Thanks very much, Phil. Thanks a lot for the interview.